With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I hear there is some clouds still happening in parts of the Bay Area, but I'm looking up at beautiful blue skies. It is a Friday. Just, you know, try to enjoy the weekend if you possibly can. It just looks delightful out there. Can't wait to go out there and walk around.
In your yard.
And only in my yard. And right. I'll even wear a mask there so I don't get the fish sick, you know.
Clark Park.
Clarky Clark Park. That's right, on Instagram.
All right.
Did you see that thing I put up yesterday about my, you know, I have that little critter cam? It's just on my regular Clarky Clark Instagram.
I didn't. I haven't been.
Gigantic animals and babies in my yard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been keeping up on Instagram. I'll try to post this weekend, though, because I'm way behind on all of my liking and also on my posting. So I'll get to that tomorrow or so.
All right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys throughout the show, and this is my opportunity to read some of that stuff back to you. By the way, don't forget, I meant to mention it in the news, but of course the distractions are aplenty. The Giants lost. They play again tonight in L.A., so baseball's back, and the A's home opener is tonight. I don't expect there to be much traffic, besides you're not out in it anyway, but
right.
No one's going to the game, or very few people should. Oh, look at that. Was that a fox?
Yeah, fox with no tail. There's all kinds of crap. There's some rats. There's more skunks.
That's a skunk. Wow. Boy, they just roll through your. So how are they getting in and out? Are there holes everywhere?
There must be holes in the fence. They dig under. I know, they're crazy. Show them the part where the little baby skunk is trying to climb up the step. It's so cute. Here, look at him.
Adorable.
Oh, he makes it.
Oh, boy.
He makes it. So, little scrabble.
Little skunky guy. All right. Yeah. I wanted to mention this, too, and I think I mentioned this the first game. It was a spring training or preseason or scrimmage, whatever you want to call it, game earlier in the week. And I'd mentioned that they did the anthem, and a lot of the baseball players kneeled. And from what I hear, that's continuing. So for those of you out there with the opinion that, you know, if those bastards kneel, I'm leaving and I'm not watching that sport.
Say goodbye to sports.
Say goodbye to sports, all of them, because it's looking very much like that is going to be the norm going forward, as both baseball teams were kneeling last night. And it continues throughout the league, and I'm expecting. I don't know that they'll kneel in hockey.
Look at that, every one of them.
Right. So.
Well, they might kneel in hockey just if they feel that, you know, Black Lives do matter.
Right. Well, you know? I don't know how that'll go. I'm telling you what I've seen. And it looks like I've heard now in the NFL, I've heard coaches say, I'm going to kneel. So, I mean, if that's happening in football and it's happening in baseball. You've just lost two sports if that's your stance.
You know, there was something, I don't know if it's like an exhibition basketball or if they're actually playing, but there was a Lakers thing happening last night, and it says on the court, Black Lives Matter. So
it
I didn't see.
It does, and they have jerseys that are also with, instead of the person's last name, they've got slogans from the Black Lives Matter movement. And I don't know that I'm not sure, and I've been to NBA games, but I'm not sure that if they do the anthem at NBA games. Either way.
I don't know either.
I wanted to give it a quick mention before I get to the text, which I'll do now. You can tip after you tip after the fact after the service. You wouldn't tip the hooker before. Vinny, if you adored the flower arrangement and she went above and beyond, then tip. Sarah, I think the person who sent flowers should have been the one that tipped. Love you guys. Welcome back.
Yeah, I don't really know how that works. I feel like someone just delivered me beautiful flowers, but I came to the door in my robe, so I don't right. have my wallet on me. Sorry. Thank
nice
you
of
so
you,
much.
Whoever sent you flowers, that's very nice of them, though.
Yeah, it's nice to get flowers. It really is.
Did I miss an event? Did something happen that I don't know?
No. Just it was okay. A friend of mine who sent flowers, like, miss you, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. 415 says, Vinny, that's referred to as a guilt tip. Google it. Yeah, I felt guilty, and guilt does rule my life. In fact, I left my house last Saturday because I played out a scenario in my head with this. I'm still not normal. I've been sick, but it's been stomach stuff, and I.
That's ongoing, huh?
Yeah, it's not. I'm not normal yet. No.
Oh boy.
But anyway, yes, I left my house because of guilt. I thought about the guilt I'd feel if I got my kid sick and she ended up in the hospital, and I went, I can't live with that. I'm out of here. Mm. And that's really what it came down to. So yes, guilt does rule my life, and that lady got a tip out of me because I looked at that thing and went, I don't know what to do here.
I'm supposed to tip.
All right.
I mean, are they going to start adding that at the hardware store? You know, I went and got my own stuff.
But okay. But what if
a personal service?
What if you're like me and you show up to the hardware store with a screw and you say, I need another one of these. And they say, let me go find that for you. Then do I have to have $5 in my pocket?
If they put it up at the register that you need to tip, I would be guilted into doing it. But I feel that you wouldn't have to. That's what a sales guy on the floor is for. I don't know. Maybe he works on screw commission. I
don't know either.
Just don't really know.
I'm telling you, I told the story because I was baffled at the point of purchase. I'm like, I don't know what to do here.
I
really didn't even want to spend $200 on flowers, but now I'm being guilted into what, another 10%? Is 10 enough? I don't know what to do. Ah!
I hope she doesn't know it was you, Vinny. She's going to tell everyone you're cheap.
No. All right, fine. I loved that secret show with the script at Pier 39.
Yeah, that was a good show.
It was fun. Yeah, that was a good time. Yeah. Who is the rapper that's quitting? That was great.
Oh, Logic. Yeah. He's a total nerd. And gets the hottest. I mean, he actually ditched an old wife and then was like, oh, I'm focusing on my music. But then I met this other chick and now I've got a kid with her and I'm quitting music altogether. She must have magic something going on because he quit music to spend more time with her, allegedly. Mm-hmm. Wonder if that'll get old.
Yeah, I do wonder about that. I think, you know.
Yeah, I do.
Let's see. Vinny, the whole album is about remembering lost love, the search for past lovers. Are they talking about...
Folklore?
Yeah, are they talking about Taylor Swift?
I guess.
Is that the one I heard where she's talking about going up her sweater?
She wasn't talking about that.
No,
but...
she said, reach up my sweater.
Mm-mm.
Oh, she did. I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, I forgot that she said that. That's right. It is about sweater muffins.
Right. She said, you reached up my sweater. And that made me think of,
sweater. You
I've always
for
loved...
me. I was a discarded cardigan, and you picked me up and put me
something
on.
Something along those lines.
Yeah, she says it.
Okay, you say.
Don't, Sarah.
I'm telling
I'm
you.
Not, I'm not. I'm agreeing. I just said whatever you say.
Like look, what that song inspired in me was the fond memories of reaching up a sweater. And I have a few, and it's... A great memory.
That is what that song is about.
Right. Sheesh.
Why are you arguing with yourself? I don't understand.
Such a bad mood.
You ready for it?
Friday.
Just
God.
Just agreeing with everything you say.
You're not, though.
Here it is, guys. Listen. Boom.
Hand under my sweatshirt. Right.
Give him $5.
Thank you.
I agreed
smart
with you the
people,
whole time.
They're the
whatever
worst.
You say.
Whatever.
Whatever you say.
Live Your Life is Nick's song. People sang it every day at 3 p.m. while he was in the hospital. Oh
boy. That
I didn't know that it had a whole... Bad enough that it's on a record released posthumously.
Live your life. He once said long ago.
The texter is right about the ice cream truck jingle being rooted in racism. However, this particular black listener gives no F's. If I hear that song, I'm running for that Choco Taco.
Love Choco Tacos.
Hey, Vinny, this story may remind you of your youth. My 18-year-old nephew drove up from L.A. yesterday. 2 miles from our home in Newark, he rear-ended a truck and crinkled the front end of his hand-me-down Mazda van. It's a real bummer for him and his new girlfriend, who was in the van at the time. Yeah, well, I've definitely had accidents, if that's what you're referring to. And I've had times when I couldn't fix the front end, but the car still drove, so I just tied everything down and kept driving. What are you gonna do? This will be fine. Yeah. Long as the hood doesn't fly up while I'm on the road, I'm good. Is Nicole saying, I know about Tinder because of my friends, because my friends have it, is like our generation saying, I look at Playboy for the articles.
No, I really don't have it.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm so serious. I really don't have it. If I did,
I really just read the articles.
Uh-huh.
Right.
If I did, I would tell you guys. And
right.
I would tell
I would tell you that I'm looking at the pictures in Playboy. But the truth is, they've got excellent journalism going on there.
Turns out
the interviews are fantastic.
I've actually never looked at a Playboy, to be honest. So here we go.
More lies from Nicole's square.
Okay.
Nicole, your square's lying a lot today.
No, I'm being so honest.
The top right square is full of it today.
Okay.
All right. I am Sarah and Vinny's age and crack up when it's necessary to ask the young people how things work. I consult my 14-year-old all the time.
Yeah,
Vinny, Isla just wanted to give you that Hawaiian vacation you've always wanted. At $50, that's a bargain. Yeah.
You get the whole island, Vinny. Uh-huh. It's all yours. Kick Zuck right out of there.
Me too, Vinny. I made a hard right in Costco and saw a pallet of Clorox wipes last week. Yeah, it was like the heavens opened up. Right. There were angels singing. And there I am pushing my cart at double speed trying to get to them before they're all gone. And I did make it home with 5 tubes of Clorox wipes in one plastic sort of shrink wrap container.
You guys are going to be sanitary. Right. Sterilized. I'm jealous.
Vinny, do not recommend Instacart. They've been hacked. Credit card numbers and addresses. I heard that.
That's
how we've been that's how we're living. You know, I think most people are supplementing their shopping with Instacart now, aren't you?
Yeah. No.
No. Wow. Lucky.
John goes to the supermarket.
My sister found some Clorox wipes one time during COVID, but when she got up to unload her cart, someone had stolen them out of her basket.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I had a moment where I almost pushed my cart aside to, go, you know how you sort of don't want to bring this down? And I went, what am I, crazy?
These things are like gold.
You should have sold them out front for
$100.
Leave my wallet in here, too, for crying out loud. Take everything I got.
Did I miss the test results?
Was Vinny positive? I was negative. I got them late yesterday afternoon, and I am now back home, thankfully. Here, first I go from broadcasting in the studio to, my wife's desk. And this week I'd been in a third location broadcasting through a phone. Yikes. Life is weird.
These days, that is one way of putting it.
Lots of people asked that question, so no, I was not positive. I was negative, thankfully.
Ooh,
but my doc felt obligated to say, this does not mean you will stay negative. You must continue to be careful. And I went, okay, thanks.
Got it.
Don't worry. I got this. This scare was enough for me. And I wasn't even doing anything. What's my time? I can't see. Oh, okay, I got a couple more minutes. Did you see Mary Hart's cutout in her regular seat? That's cute. You this love Mary cute. Hart, don't
I,
you?
I used to. She was just my girl. I stopped watching Entertainment Tonight after she left. I watched for like a minute, and then I was like, I need my Mary. I did see a blonde, but they didn't zoom in on any of them, or at least not while I was watching. I watched. I mean, it was baseball. I went, oh, look at that. Gotta go. John was psyched though. He's like, oh my god, there's sports. Uh-huh. Watching a game.
Yeah, it's really. Game. I'm telling you, it's nice to have a baseball game on. They're long. Like last night, I didn't get to sit down and enjoy it, but I did click it on while I did some things, and just the sound of baseball is welcome. I'm happy about it. This texter, like you, although you already reminded us multiple times during telling the story, this texter wants us to remember. Let's not forget that Mike Tyson is a rapist.
Mm, okay. Mm-hmm. Well,
yes. I believe Sarah had that covered, but thanks for backing her up.
Yeah, it's just nice to, you know, get that reminder in there. You know, just when I start liking him, I go, oh, yeah, that's right. He's a rapist. I forgot about that. God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
And an abuser, too. Didn't Robin Quivers, not Robin Quivers, Robin, who was the girl that he married?
Gibbons.
Gibbons, Robin Gibbons. Robin Quivers. Said that,
yeah, I mean, he did jail time for it. So yeah. He was convicted. It's not an accusation. He was actually convicted and went to jail. So
yep.
You're not wrong. But what I was trying to touch on was actually in his heyday as a boxer, he was something else. Like,
oh, yeah. He took the world by storm.
And
felt
I
like
just,
a short career, actually, overall.
Yeah, well.
Like he got a lot of fights in and then. Mm-hmm. That was that.
He was very young. I think he was a world champ at 19 or 20 or something like that. So he was extremely young when he broke through, and he was just such a force. It was a trip to see him.
I was used to beating people up all the time.
Black shoes, black trunks, and a torn towel over him. When in a sport where you're used to seeing flashy robes and, you know, kooky dances and entrances.
Got no use for flash.
This guy just came in and undid people. I don't think Amy Schumer did that on purpose. She named him after a fellow comedian, Dave Attell. And Gene is a family name, her husband's uncle who had passed. Okay. I understand what you're saying, and I'm not trying to be mean. Someone else wrote, mean, Vinny. I'm not trying to be mean. I actually think Amy Schumer, she's a comedian, though, for a living, and I'm suspect that she didn't say the name enough times out loud or write the name enough to see what was being done there. But you're right. I don't think she would be mean to her kid. I don't know what to make of that. And really, I don't care. Sure. She didn't mean to do it.
And with the last name Fisher, too. I mean, geez, that's so... It
Gina
just turns
Tell
out to be really funny.
Fisher.
General Fisher.
General Fisher. Fisher. Right. Right. Okay. I think that gets us current. Again, with the people asking about my COVID. It was negative. Thank you. Oh, whose boobs are you guys talking about? It was Teigen's boobs. Chrissy Teigen, right?
Or Taylor Swift's. I mean, we did discuss some breasts today.
Or... Yeah. And the first boobs that came to mind were Darcy's because she used to wear these tight sweaters and had big ones. Mm. That was my high school sweetheart. But that's what that song brought out in me is I went, oh, my God, I love sweater boobs. Mm. Anyway.
Well, what's not to love, really? I mean, there they are, all cozy and like little stuffed animals to play with.
Right. Anyway.
All right, that's
come back
it.
And we're... say goodbye.
See you in a minute.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Do you want to tell us all this on the
no,
air?
No, I
that
I
is
don't.
Fascinating.
I'm just glad it's almost over. I've taken
it's
on
It's been a long
much.
Week is what you're saying.
Yeah, I've for sure taken on too much. But
well, when it rains, it pours, Vin.
Right. I'm glad to be back home. I'm looking forward to a great weekend with my family. Hopefully all of you are going to have a good time too.
I'm very excited for the weekend. I'm going to go take a nap right now so I can stay up until at least 10 o'clock at night.
All right.
Woo!
Naps.
Actually, I think that we are, if you're interested, at happy hour, Bryn and I are going to do a happy hour with Johnny Mosley because he's testing out. He just got a whole new setup at his house because we're just going to Zoom from now on. That's just that's the new way in the world, and there's no sense setting anything up.
Hold on, go back. So to set that up is Johnny's been coming to your house to record his podcast, and now he's going to be able to do it from home, and you guys can all do it from your separate locations. That's
so
great.
We'll all be far flung. It's going to be easier to have guests. It's just been really difficult because we set up outside the house, and we have a whole contraption going because I don't want anybody in the house, and it's just been so. Now he's Bryn gave him the equipment list, as he does. I'm sure you're well aware. Mm-hmm. And Johnny got the things he needed, and I zoomed with him. It was so funny because I zoomed with Johnny for a minute yesterday, and we're like, "Oh, this is great!" Boom, his phone dies. I'm like, "Okay, well, we got to keep that charged up." So he's got it. We're gonna try and do an Instagram live over the Zoom today. I think that'll probably be on Johnny's Instagram. I'm not sure where that'll be, actually. We'll let you know, though. And other than that, it's going to be a weekend of a whole lot of nothing, because we've locked it down here at Casa Clarke. And I'm sure you guys are going to do the same thing. I mean, at least you'll be, you know, at home with your kids. And
I'm really hoping that if we all just back off for a couple of weeks, we'll see the numbers start to decline again, and we'll be back in a better place. So, you know,
we all got to do it, though.
We're all over talking about this. I get it, but
yep,
here it still is.
Fatigue, I know. All right, let's hope everyone has a great weekend, and we'll meet you back here on Monday. Okay, okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
okay.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.